This journey of recognizing and adjusting our patterns is not just about personal growth. It's about how we show up in the world, in our businesses, and in our relationships. And it's about creating a life where ambition and well-being dance together in harmony. Hi, welcome to the Connect with Sheila Botella podcast. I'm an entrepreneur, self-care strategist, and creator of the Season Self-Care app. I'm committed to helping you reconnect to your purpose, elevate your well-being, and build your version of a happy, successful life. For this solo chat, there's something that I've been reflecting on, and maybe you've felt this too, and it's how many of us as women who've got their eyes on the prize tend to push through our days. And by this, I mean, have you ever found yourself so buried in your to-do list that you're suddenly realizing you've skipped meals, ignored that nagging need to stretch, or even bypassed the basic need to just breathe? I've been there more times than I care to admit, and it's like we're so laser-focused on the next milestone that we forget to check in with ourselves, with our bodies. So this hustle that we're in, it's really exhilarating, right? But it's also demanding in a way that can make us sideline that very thing that fuels our drive, our well-being. Think about it. We're navigating this complex dance of running our businesses, perhaps balancing it with a day job, not to mention the endless roles that we play in caring for the other people in our life and keeping our social lives somewhat intact. And all this time, we're also battling this ingrained notion that taking care of our emotional and social well-being is somehow not as important. But here's the cool part. I don't know if you're noticing this. I'm noticing this, but things are changing. I'm seeing more and more men, our soul brothers, stepping up, challenging those outdated views, and sharing the load in creating a life that's balanced and fulfilling. I really find it refreshing. Just to see these shifts towards a more harmonious balance of like energy, making our personal and professional lives richer or more vibrant. And, you know, let's not forget the science backing this up as well, which I totally enjoy diving into neuroscience. Our brains, with their incredible capacity for neuroplasticity to constantly shift, are literally wired to adapt and grow through these changes. And it shows us that by embracing new ways of being and thinking and working together, we can actually foster relationships and family dynamics that are thriving more than ever. And I believe there's so much value, really, in sharing and reflecting on our experiences like this, especially when it comes to recognizing and shifting our patterns in the way we do things each day. So I want to tell you about a time that really stands out to me. A moment that was both a challenge and a profound learning experience. And this was back when I had the incredible opportunity to write for a few magazines. Now, writing has always been a passion of mine. And the thought at the time of seeing my name in a byline, well, that was really thrilling. So I pitched my ideas, and guess what? Two of them were accepted. I was over the moon. I had a week to get my pieces written and submitted. And well, this was pre-kids, so meaning I had what felt like oceans of time compared to my life now. At the time, I may not have thought that way. Now I look back and think, what did I do with all my time? But even with all that time on my hands, I ended up pulling two almost all-nighters to get my articles just right. I was poring over every detail, doing research, constantly tweaking things. I wanted those pieces to sparkle and be near perfect. Then amidst this whirlwind of late night productivity, because I got started early, I knew I had a week and I got started right away. So I was pulling these all-nighters like early on. I had time. But I did get a call with a friend. She was asking me how I was doing and why are you sounding so tired? And still with 5 days to go before my deadline, she asked me, why are you working so late into the night? You could so easily wrap these up in a couple of daytime writing sessions. You don't need to push yourself this hard. And just like that, it was as if someone had turned on a floodlight in a dark room. Like, this was not just a little spotlight. I was like, I was exposed. And I realized I had slipped into an old pattern, one that my younger self used to follow when I was immersed in a work culture that thrived on reactivity and urgency. Here I was with systems in place for everything else I was doing, but with this new writing opportunity, I unconsciously reverted to those old habits of hustle and last-minute crunches, kind of like, you know, high school, those late nights. Does that sound familiar to you? Have you ever found yourself smoothly sailing along and then as soon as a new opportunity or challenge arises, instead of pausing to integrate it into your life and put some thought into it, it becomes all-consuming, throwing you back into old patterns? Well, this realization became a cornerstone of my coaching, and it's about identifying our current patterns that serve us well and those that don't. Understanding when we default back to old habits and digging into why those patterns emerged in the first place is crucial. So when my clients and I often have these conversations, because they come up a lot, I discover something really new every time when I talk with them. And we notice that these habits usually trace back to times when we were navigating complex power dynamics, trying to carve out our space in the world, whether as a young child or a teen or a young adult. And I gotta say, if any of this resonates with you, take it as a sign that you are completely normal and definitely not alone. One of the most powerful things I've learned is that when you name something, when you shine a light, that floodlight I was talking about, onto it, it begins to lose its grip on you. So acknowledging these patterns is just the first step towards change. And it's not only about changing for the sake of it. It's really about aligning our actions with our deepest values and aspirations. It's about ensuring that our drive and ambition lead us not just to success, whatever that may mean for you, because it looks different for everyone, but to a life that feels rich, fulfilling, and lusciously vibrant. It almost feels like sinful to consider how our lives could be if they were luscious. Like, isn't that interesting? Like, that word is such a beautiful word. It's such a beautiful sensation when you think about a luscious fruit or flower or just feeling lusciously vibrant yourself in your energy. And yet, when we compare that to how we are meant to historically show up in our work, it almost seems like it's out of place. But what would our work look like if we actually showed up as our most vibrant selves, feeling luscious? Would that not magnetize a lot of beautiful connection and success? Wouldn't we feel success just by being in that energy? This journey of recognizing and adjusting our patterns is not just about personal growth. It's about how we show up in the world, in our businesses, and in our relationships. And it's about creating a life where ambition and well-being dance together in harmony, supported by the rhythms of nature and the power of community. Now, on to something fascinating. When I speak of the rhythms of nature, like the moon's phases, the seasons, and even our menstrual cycles as women, all play into this grand scheme of maximizing our potential. And it's like the universe has given us this intricate playbook on how to align our efforts with our natural cycles for peak creativity and productivity. It kind of blows the mind, because I think we were designed in this way, but again, we were taught to disconnect really from our bodies. So we've not really spent a whole lot of time considering these connections, or felt like it's just out of place to even be having these conversations. But I gotta say, it is something I've come to realize that is super important. And it really mixes well. Like, these types of conversations need to be had in community. There's so much power in community. This idea of going it alone, wearing an independence badge of honor, it's not all that it's cracked up to be. we really are hardwired for connection, for that beautiful interdependence that comes from being part of a community. And it's there that we truly shine, we grow, and we step into the best versions of ourselves. The Seasons community that I created was designed precisely for this, to support each other as we navigate these waters, to share our stories and insights, and to grow together. It's about moving beyond the outdated notion of going it alone and embracing the beautiful interdependent tapestry of life. And so I wanted to share this with you because I invite you to reflect on your own patterns. Patterns that serve you and those that might be holding you back. Remember, it's in the naming and understanding of these patterns that if we find the keys to unlock our fullest potential, like what cool things could happen? So if you're curious about joining a group of like-minded souls on this journey, diving into the depths of what it means to live fully, to pursue your dreams while embracing the richness of your being, then I'd love for you to join us in the Seasons community. The doors are open and we're going to be welcoming you in over the coming weeks. And so stay tuned for more details by tapping on the link in the show notes. I can't wait to welcome you inside and to continue this journey together because it's constantly evolving. There's always new data, new information, and new experiences people are sharing that we get to borrow from each other. Right? There's no secrets to success. We get to share these things so we can all rise together, so that we can inspire and support each other towards a life that is not only successful, but deeply and wonderfully lush. Thank you so much for listening. If you got something valuable from this episode, tag me on social media. And if you haven't already, I'd be thrilled if you would rate, review, or share this show. It really helps spread the messages that we've been speaking about to more people to inspire more people like you to thrive. I appreciate you. Have a beautiful rest of your week. Big blessings.